Hey, friends. I hope you're having a great week so far. Happy Monday. I am traveling again and just thinking through this last week and doing some reflections. And I keep coming back to my good friend, Judgy McJudgerton. So for those of you who've been with me for a long time, you know that I always say, leave your Judgy McJudgerton outside. Ain't nobody need that. And it's interesting how this theme came up over this last week. Whether you are a woman who is just trying to use your voice in your marriage or in your job, or you're a man who is working on expressing a full range of emotions, or you're someone from our LGBTQ community and you're making some decisions, or you're a person who is grieving. In all areas of life, I just have found in my 20,000 hours of conversations with humans that people really are judgy. And so as I'm thinking through all of my conversations this last week, I'm just ready to kind of say, hey, friends, I really think that most people are doing the very best they can. I really believe that. I believe that we're all just trying to get by and we're doing the best we can. And I also think that people make decisions based on their own internal radar, what's going on inside of them. And unless someone's decision really harms you, do we need to judge it? Do we need to be judgy about it? This also applies to ourselves. I find that we are the harshest critics to ourselves. And so maybe this week is a little bit more about grace, slowing down, being intentional, and realizing we're human. And part of the human experience is making mistakes or not doing things with perfection. That was a huge theme this week, is letting go of perfection, which means letting go of our own self-judgment. And so as you enter into this next week, I just want you to let that Judgy McJudgerton go. See the world through a non-judgmental lens as much as you can. Maybe just look at a human and say, you know, they have their own story. And the reality is we only see a very small percentage of someone's story. I've been thinking a lot about that for myself. My chitty chat with my sister was a very intense experience for me individually. And it also brought up all sorts of people who responded or reached out or said, I'm sorry you went through that, or that sounds really intense. Or my own family members who are also processing some of the information we disclosed. And I think in that is maybe judgment of a circumstance or judgment of ourselves in how we chose to handle things or not handle things. And for many people, that's the first time maybe you've heard a piece of our story or my story. And, you know, we are very deep and wide people. We are complex. We don't fit in boxes. We are messy and we are multi-mixed messages. And I think it's okay to hold a lot of truths about someone. And part of that is just genuinely showing up with curiosity and accepting people where they are. So as I think through my reflections this week, I just encourage you to be a little less judgmental with yourself, with your loved ones, in your work environment, whatever that looks like for you. So leave that Judgy McJudgerton behind. All right, friends, enjoy your week.